Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Method, and today is Saturday, baby. Listen, y'all, it is Saucy Saturday on today, and it is Sunday Saturday. I'm talking about the Sunday, the ice cream, baby, because, you know, I can't go throughout the day, especially on a Saturday, without my Sunday. Got to have my chocolate syrup, you know, my butterscotch and my fudge and everything on my Sunday. And I've got to have my crushed peanuts and my cherry on top. Now, listen, listen. And then I'm going to wash it down with Gumba Rum. Do you hear me up in here? Yeah, no, I'm just entertaining up in here, you know, but I do like me some Sunday. I like my banana splits and everything, horny. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's cloudy. You know, I don't know why it's always cloudy. You know, cloudy. I think it's something wrong with my screen. Or either, you know, Al Roker must be upside down. He's the weatherman here in Chicago. Now, listen, I love Al Roker, but I think he's upside down because every day I look at this thing, it says cloudy. It says cloudy. It says cloudy every single day. You know, but what can I do? At least I've got the sunshine down in me. You know what I'm saying. So it's 35 degrees, broadcasting live from Windy City. It is March the 25th, 2023. It is 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm saying up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, come on, put hoodie. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Please do shop GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Yes, you can. You can get a bottle of Gumba Rum online, baby. Listen, we got two different flavors in stock. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is C. Twisted Gumba, baby. Listen, he's going to put the fierce female face in Hawaii. I'm like, what? Come put up in Hawaii, baby. Listen, it's going down on next month. So listen, I've got a whole lot of stuff to get together in a short period of time. Steve is the hardest working retirement I ever seen. Listen, listen, listen. I'm pushing 60. He's 65. And I'm telling you, he's running circles all around me. But listen, it is going down. It is going down, going down. Listen, listen up in here. I got some super bad music box. Bishop Robert G. Moore. We're going to get in the house. Going to get some touch. We're going to touch on today, y'all. Listen, listen, listen. Come on, internet, do your thing up in here. Come on, 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 come on. Oh, oh. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You better do it. You better do it. Let's do it, 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 do it. Ha-ha. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Ha-ha. Work, work, work. Come on, 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 come on. Do it, do it, do it. Come on now. Come on, come on, come on. All over, all over, all over, all over, all over. Oh, 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 oh. All over, all over, all over, all over, all over. Oh, hey, oh. We all over, we all over, we all over, we all over. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yes, my darlings, we are being heard all over the world. Listen, y'all, we touched down in 23 countries. Let me tell y'all something up in here. I'm going to get into the music with Bishop Robert G. Moore. Before I do that, I want you, y'all do me a favor. Use keyword Fierce Female on Facebook. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, y'all know when I see crazy stuff in the news, I got to say something about it. You know, I got something to say about everything. Now, listen, this is off the chain, off the rocking chair crazy. This is off the rocking chair crazy. Listen, I just saw this morning, but now listen, this happened in, let me see here now, on March 15th. This lady, this happened in Texas. This happened in Texas. This lady, I cannot make this up. This is the God heaven truth. This lady in Texas was arrested. She gave birth. She gave birth sitting on the toilet. On the toilet. Now, I've heard of stories like this before where a lady is pregnant and she gives birth on the toilet. But this lady, she takes it a whole step further. She put the baby in a mop bucket, a M-O-P mop bucket. She wrapped the baby in a towel and put the baby in a mop bucket and then went to sleep. You know, I guess somebody in the house called the cops. The cops came in and arrested her. Listen, and I'm telling you, there is a mugshot of this lady. You know what I'm saying. And they got the bucket. This bucket don't look fit enough to put a roach down in. How can you put a baby in this bucket? Listen. This is on, come on, Front Page Detectives. I never even heard of this fight. Front Page Detectives. You hear me up in here. Listen, I need to go to her. Listen, I know she locked up, but listen, I need to march right on down there. March right on down there with my hatchet. Y'all know Mama pulls out my hatchet. I have to pull out a hatchet for this woman. Listen, what she did is further than a hatchet. I need to take out my hatchet and my salt, yeah, and my hammer. Listen, I just need to pound away. I'm talking in cartoon mode. Listen, I'm not actually talking about chopping her up. You know, I'm thinking cartoon. I'm seeing like Tom and Jerry. You know, you see Tom and Jerry running all over the house. Well, listen, this is my cartoon mode, what I would do for her. Put her in a cartoon, take my little hammer out, and just go the way we're pounding on her head. Do you hear me up in here? So I'm telling you, that's just too much for me. It's too much for Mama. Listen, it's too much for Mama. Listen, if you don't want your baby, you know, give it to somebody. Do something. Go to the fire department. Go to the police. You ain't got to be putting the baby down in a mop bucket. Jesus Christ. Then she goes to sleep. This is real stuff here. I'm like, what in the world? What in the world? Listen, I got some music for you on today. It is Super Hot by Bishop Robert G. Boy. He's got some stuff going on, honey. He's been in ministry 21 years. He's been pastoring over 21 years. New Vision, New Day Ministry. New Vision, New Day Ministry. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. His voice has been sampled by Dr. Dre and Kanye West on an earbuds commercial. Y'all hear me up in here. Before I get into the music, I want y'all to get into this. Check
please
out
visit www.36lines.co, which is a service-type business. We offer accounting, bookkeeping, consulting, and advisory services to independent restaurant owners.
All right, so I want to invite you guys to the website 36lines.co. 36lines.co. It is accounting for independent restaurants. So listen, their accounting and bookkeeping services help independent restaurant owners to enhance their performance by optimizing systems and cash flow management so they can feel secure and focus on their team and customers. So listen, restaurant owners need this so you can focus on your customers, so you can do what you do best, that's focus on serving your customers. So listen, the monthly services that 36lines.co have, their monthly services, bookkeeping, accounting, they do also have project-based services like cleanup and catch-up to ensure your company's financial records are accurate, up-to-date, and complete, and thorough accounting reconciliations, identifying and correcting errors, and updating financial statements. And listen, also they have accounting system transfer, evaluating, mapping, extracting. So listen, this is what they can do for you if you are a restaurant owner. Also, they have as-needed services, consulting and advisory. So listen, if you just need consulting, they can do that for you as well. They can consult with you to help you focus on your customer needs. So listen, restaurant business is a lot of work. So listen, you need to visit 36lines.co. Yeah, you do. 36lines.co. I want you to visit the website. If you are a restaurant owner, listen, right now I got some music that's coming up for you from Bishop Robert G. Moore. This is Brought with a Price. Take a listen to.
What a blessing to know that we have been brought with a price. Pastor Lillian, minister.
Oh, we've been bought with a price.
All right. That is, what a price. She really does put me in the mind of Vicky White. She really does. You know, Bishop Robert G. Moore. Music is polished. It is crystal clear. It is excellent. Up next is God.
We were in our Sunday morning worship when God laid this song upon my heart. I know we praise God for what he's done, but God said, do you really praise me for who I am? And the word appreciate means to value at one's full worth. And God, this song we dedicate it to you, because God, we appreciate you for everything you've done. God, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, God.
For blessing.
Yes, I do. have to dance this one out.
All right. God, I appreciate you. Listen, if you don't appreciate nobody else, you need to be appreciating God. Let me tell you up in here. Listen. Let me tell you something. He is the one that you need to appreciate every single day. Be grateful. You know, every single day, find something to be grateful for. I am telling you, when you are grateful, it opens the door to blessings. Can you tell you this? Listen, a lot of people are going through a lot of different things, but I'm telling you, one thing that you can do is be grateful for something. You know what I'm saying? Listen, an attitude of gratitude will lift you up. It will help you to get through the day. When you're grateful, you can find something to be grateful for. If you can't find something to be grateful for, you can say, well, God, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I can thank God for waking me up this morning. I can thank him for the activity of my limbs. I can thank God for being able to see, being able to hear. Listen, even the small things, be grateful for the small things. Then guess what? Soon enough, you'll be able to thank God for even more things. If you have a business, thank God for your business. If you have a job, thank God for your job. Listen, even if you don't like the job that you have, be thankful for the one that you do have. And guess what? God will open a door. He will open up a door. You never know what God will do. Listen, while you're sleeping at night, God is being busy on your behalf. While you're being thankful for him, he's busy doing something for you even when you're sleeping. So listen, if you're on a job that you don't like, thank God for the job that you don't like, because guess what? He'll open up a door for you when you least expect it. God will put somebody on your mind, and it will bless you. That's the way God works. Listen, one thing I can say about this network, God will put somebody on my mind. Listen, and sometimes you'll get a phone call, just like we're going to be in Hawaii. I didn't know that was coming up. Someone called me, Steve Gunn. He calls me. He says, listen, Adrian, I got an opportunity for you. And guess what? It's not going to cost me a dime to be on television in Hawaii on Comcast. Somebody is purchasing airtime on Comcast in Hawaii, and I don't have to pay anything. So God will set you up for better. He'll set you up for better. So listen, be thankful for what you have right now. And you never know. Somebody will give you a phone call. If you're on a job that you don't like, somebody might be thinking, hey, let me call Annie. Let me call Mary. Let me call Suzanne. They might be interested in an opportunity. God will have you on somebody's heart, and they'll call you and say, hey, I got something available, and you might be interested. Let me tell you about it. And that's the way God works. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I'm coming back later on today to do it all over again.
In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made so train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.